gaming partner of Minor League Baseball, Valley Sports, the heart of the fan. Now let's send it down to Tipper, who's got two words for tonight from tonight's Play Ball Kid.
Play ball!
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. This is game one of a six-game series against the Stockton Ports. They are the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It is Steinmetz Day. Jacob Steinmetz on the mound for the Rawhide. And here's the starting lineup for the Ports. That the right-handed pitcher will be facing, leading off in third base is Derek Salome. Batting second, the shortstop, Miles Naylor. Batting third in right field is Henry Bolte. In the cleanup spot at first base is Yaniel LeBoy. Batting fifth behind the plate, Carlos Franco, followed by the second baseman, B.J. Cook. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Cooper Yule. Batting eighth in center field, Pedro Pineda. And batting ninth in left field is Robert Prasone. On the mound today for the Ports is Sushin Shah. And here's the starting lineup that the righty will be facing for the Rawhide. Leading off in center field, Anderson Rojas. The second baseman, Christopher Torin, followed by the designated hitter, Kenny Castillo. Then Gavin Contasello. Batting fifth, Johan Benitez, followed by the catcher, Gavin Logan. Batting seventh, Jose Fernandez. Eighth is Raquelman Cabral. And ninth, Donier Sanabria. All right, we are ready for first pitch. Steinmetz has not pitched in 2 weeks, at least in a game. He has had a few bullpen days. The pitch is high, ball one. First pitch at 7:03.
That first pitch has been brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corner since 2002.
Steinmetz delivers, and the pitch is swung on, ground ball, but foul on the third base side. And Salome went falling on his follow through. Seems to be fine. I don't know if his foot got stuck or what, but let's see what we got on the replay. Oh, I think it just kind of overturned, lost his footing there, and he started to try to run but couldn't get his footing back in time. So it's a 1-1 count. Infield shading slightly to the left, so is the outfield. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Pitch to Salome. Checks his swing on an outside pitch. It misses. Out, ball two. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Nathan Hall. And on the bases is David Sabal. 2-2 from Steinmetz. Popped up, out of play behind our press box. Catching for Steinmetz today, it's Gavin Logan. Center fielder, Anderson Rojas. The third baseman is Raquelman Cabral. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Second baseman, Christopher Torin, and at first, it's Gavin Contasello. The pitch is low in the dirt, ball three. And in the outfield and left, it's Donier Sanabria. Center fielder, Anderson Rojas, and in right, Johan Benitez. Payoff pitch from Steinmetz is drilled towards right field. Right fielder Benitez is going back. He's still going back. He's at the wall. It's off his glove on the warning track. He does get it in quickly, but Salome goes to second. Benitez did have to go back quite a bit on the ball, but I think he probably should have made the catch. We'll see what the official scorer says.
Not bad. Number eight, Miles Taylor.
And they are going to give it a hit, a double for Salome. So runner in scoring position as Miles Naylor, the shortstop, bats from the right side. Steinmetz checks the runner on second, now delivers. It's swung on and missed, strike one. Oh, 1 from Steinmetz. misses outside. Naylor in his Cal League debut. He did play in two games in the Complex League after being drafted. I've been told he will only play about five innings today. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Selected by the A's this year in the competitive balance round A, 39th overall out of St. Joan of Arc Secondary School in Canada. One ball, two strikes, runner on second. Pitch from Steinmetz. Very outside. Count is 2-2. Sun is setting behind the first base grandstands today. Not a cloud in the sky here in Visalia, so the sun will be in the left fielder's eye for about three or four more innings. The pitch, cold, strike three on the outside corner. Steinmetz. He sits down Naylor for the first out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. First pitch to Bolte. Misses a little low ball one. Bolte batting from the right side. He's the right fielder today. Infield, a slight shift to the left side. The pitch is drilled towards left center field. Center fielder Rojas is going back. He watches it go. A two-run blast for Bolte. 2-0, the Ports lead. An early 2-0 lead for the Ports. Home run number 10 for Bolte this season. Batting from the left side is LeBoy. First baseman fouls it off. Yenyo LeBoy, first left-handed hitter that Steinmetz is facing today. 2-0 ball game. Ports lead here in the first. Infield shading slightly to the left. Pitch to LeBoy. Low in the dirt. One, misses low in the dirt, ball two. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Two-two, check swing on a low inside pitch. He did not go. They did not appeal down. Full count again. Steinmetz drafted in the third round of 2021. Young right-handed pitcher delivers a 3-2, misses inside, ball four. One out walk drawn by LeBoy. Brings up the catcher, Carlos Franco. And here comes Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. He'll come have a conversation with Steinmetz. Every mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. There is a lefty starting to warm in the pen. That is Brock Jones. Runner on first, one down, 2-0 ball game as Franco bats from the right side. Again, he is the catcher today. Ports are wearing their gray pants and alternate row jersey, a very dark blue, possibly navy blue. The pitch misses low. Except it might go with an indigo blue instead. Rawhide wearing their traditional home cream unis. One oh. Strike on the outside corner at the knees. One ball, one strike. Infield at double play depth. Steinmetz, pickoff attempt at first. It was not in time, and Condicello did not field it cleanly. Still waiting on the 1-1. Steinmetz, long hold, but the 1-1 misses high, and in ball two is a breaking ball. Two, one. Line towards center field. Rojas going back towards right center. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Franco lines out to center. Well hit ball, but Rojas had a nice jump on it. Had to go back to his glove side. His left shoulder going back. Two away. Still a runner on first. BJ Cook now bats from the right side. Second baseman today batting from the right side. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Called strike at the knees. Count is now 0-2. Steinmetz needs to get through this batter quickly. Otherwise, he might hit his pitch limit in one inning. Fastball misses low and outside. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Jones still warming in the pen just in case Steinmetz can't get through this batter. Pickoff attempt at first base. It's not in time. The runner on first, LaBoy back safely diving. Again, Steinmetz has not pitched in 2 weeks. He was unable to pitch last week because of a stomach issue, a stomach bug going around the team. 1-2. Grounded foul. A ball and two strikes now. Infield is shading to the left, no longer at double play depth of two out. A ball and two strikes to Cook. Here's the pitch. Slow ground ball right side, but it might find its way to the outfield. Taurean dives, he stops it, but no chance of getting it out there. Taurean throws to third, it's not in time, gets by the third baseman Cabral, and Cook moves to second. Such a tough break for Steinmetz. He beat the batter Cook. It was a ball hit off the end of the bat, but Taurean shading up the middle, he couldn't get to it. Because of that, it is a single for Cook. And he advances to second on the throw, I assume. They have not put an error up on the board just yet. We'll see what they do. The only reason I'd say there would be an error for Cook moving to second. And they're actually not going to put an error. It's going to just be a hit, an advancement on the throw. Well, that'll be the day for Steinmetz. An unfortunate situation here. It'll be Brock Jones coming in for the Rawhide. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, Jones and Harris runners on first and second with two outs. In the top of the first inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball. Brock Jones. Brock Jones, new pitcher on the mound. The Southpaw Harris runners on second and third. And the pitch is lined back up the middle, a base hit. One run will score. Here comes Cook. The throw from Rojas is cut off, or attempted to be cut off. It did get all the way through, not in time. The runner, Ewell, stays at first. A two-run single. Now four runs have scored. All four of those runs will be earned.
How about number 29, Pedro Pineda.
Earns to Steinmetz. Two down, runner on first. Pedro Pineda, the center fielder, bats from the right side. Southpaw delivers, and it's popped up in the infield. Taurine giving chase on the right side. He's still trying to find it, and he makes the catch. Right in the base path to finally end the inning, but four hits, four runs for the Ports. We're going into the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's a Tuesday at Valley Strong Ballpark. For the rest of the season, fans can get a $2 ticket to the California Service Dog Academy Pasture to any Tuesday home game. The Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest and strongest cowbell, is located behind the Pahuita Health Grandstand on the third base side. And now, it's time to give that thing a ring. For that, we got Devin and Thomas down by the cowbell, and there are cowbell ringers who are ready to bring the ring. Let's go!
I got a fever. And the only prescription is Paul Calvin.
Now batting for the Rawhide, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Bottom of the first inning, Rawhide trail 4-0 against the Stockton Ports. Right-handed pitcher Tuchin Shaw on the mound. Shaw, right-handed pitcher, making his second appearance this season with the Ports. Rojas batting from the left side. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. primarily throws a four-seam change and a slider. Righty delivers 0-1, is grounded back up the middle in to center field for a leadoff base hit for Rojas. Rojas standing on first. First hit of the game is brought to you by Roasted Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special.
That first rawhide hit of the game has been brought to you by Roasted
And now
Brothers
Christopher Taurean bats from the left side.
Every sip is special. Taurean, the batter.
Taurean, second baseman today for the Hyde. Infield at double play depth, and the pitch is a strike. They are shading slightly to the left, and the third baseman, Salome, is a little bit in, about even with the base path. Oh, 1. Line towards right center field. Center fielder Pineda gets there in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning, and now Kenny Castillo bats from
now
the right side.
The designated hitter, number 23, Kenny Castillo.
Catching four shots today is Carlos Franco, third baseman Derek Salome, shortstop Miles Naylor, second baseman B.J. Cook. The pitch misses. First baseman is Yanel Laboy. The pitch is swung on and missed. One comes high and into Castillo, is able to lean out of the way. So again, it is Yanel Laboy at first base in the outfield today for the Ports. And left, Robert Person, center fielder, Pedro Pineda, and in right, it is Henry Bolte. Two-one from Shaw is low. Hitters count now for Castillo, the designated hitter. Three-one, Rojas is off. The pitch is swung on and missed. Throw from Franco looks good, but he's called safe at second base. Rojas makes it to second base successfully. Another stolen base for Rojas. Runner in scoring position now with a full count for Kenny Castillo. Really close play. Wow. I think they got the call right, but it was a bang-bang play at second. Three-two. Popped up right side of the infield. First baseman Laboy is underneath it right by first base in fair territory for the second out of the inning. Still a runner
first baseman, number 25,
on second, and Gavin Contasello bats from the left side. Two away. Contasello crowding the plate just a tad. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1. Low and inside. It gets by the catcher. And Rojas moves over to third base on the wild pitch. One count, two down. Rawhide trailed by four in the bottom of the first inning. Shaw misses low and in ball two. 2-1. Fouled off into the netting behind home plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside. Shaw, I think, thought it was strike three, but he is brought back on the mound. 3-2, count two down, runner on third. Really close pitch there from Shaw. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Condicello strikes out for the final out of the inning. Rawhide Strand, a runner on third. And they still trail 4-0 as we go into the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For some, it's just the sound of ice hitting heavy-duty plastic. But for us, it's the signal calling us back to the light. Welcome back, Bud Light Legends. It's time to take summer by the coolers.
Got questions about Valley Strong Ballpark? Interested in getting your kids into Tipper's Kids Club? Or do you want to sign up for an on-field game? Or are you looking for tickets to a future game? Rawhide Guest Services is where you can buy tickets and make requests for video board messages. Rawhide Guest Services is thanks to Bueno Beverage Company and Budweiser. Budweiser, the official beer of the Rawhide.
Check, check, 1, 2. The people who share the same spirit share the same beer.
High School Speed Depot presents the Rawhide Canine Club. The Canine Club is for our favorite four-legged friends and the owners who bring them to Valley Strong Ballpark. You can sign up for the Kids Club, or excuse me, for the Canine Club at Rawhide Guest Services to get 5 tickets, a dog bowl, plus special gifts from High School Speed Depot. Just show them your Rawhide Canine Club during your next visit to their location on Noble here in Visalia. High School Speed Depot, specializing in quality food, treats, and supplies for pets and livestock for the past 20 years. Now batting, number 9, Robert Possum.
Robert Poisson bats from the right side. It is the top of the second inning. 4-0 ball game. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Brock Jones, a southpaw, back on the mound in relief for Steinmetz in the last inning. Unfortunate situation for Steinmetz. He hit the maximum amount of pitches you're allowed to throw in an inning per the Diamondbacks organization, as that pitch misses, count as 1-1. Steinmetz did give up 4 runs off of 4 hits. He walked a batter and struck out 1 through 2/3 of an inning. Pitch from Jones is swung on and missed, strike 2, so it's inadvertently become a bit of a bullpen game today. And it's really unfortunate because Steinmetz was not able to pitch last week due to the stomach bug that he had. 1-2 is grounded on the left side. The shortstop, Fernandez, fields it, throws on the run. It's in plenty of time to retire the left fielder.
Now batting, number 12, Derek Salome.
Derek Salome bats from the right side. He doubled in his first at-bat. It was a well-hit ball into right field. It did hit off Benitez's glove, but Benitez had to go quite a ways back for it. That's why it was ruled a double. Pitch misses low. Ball 1. Jones delivers. The pitch is fouled off. Jones says he's born from, according to his MLB page, he was born in Huntington Beach, California, but really from Washington State. That's where he went to high school, where he goes in the offseason. The 1-1 misses inside. Went to WF West High School. The 2-1. There's a strike on the outside corner. Jones originally was a starter for the Rawhide. Transitioned to the bullpen in the middle of this season, although he did start a week ago because of the Steinmetz scratch. Jones ended up starting that day. The 2-2 swung on and missed. Strike three, Salome strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's another strikeout. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Miles Naylor bats from the right side. He struck out in his first at-bat, but it's the first time facing Jones. Swings and misses at the first pitch from the southpaw. 0-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Pitch is swung on and missed again. 1-2 count, 81 mile an hour breaking ball from Jones. One, two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Naylor strikes out for the final out of the second inning. 1-2-3 inning of work. We're going into the bottom of the second inning. Rawhide still trail by four. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Valley Oaks Golf Course is conveniently located in the city of Visalia's Plaza Park. Featuring 27 holes, Valley Oaks Golf Course provides great golf at great value. Set amongst age-old native oak, eucalyptus, and tall pine trees, the three nines provide a great test of golf for all players of all abilities. For more information, please contact the golf shop at 559-651-1441. All right, they're on the third base side, and we got our Valley Oaks chipping contest going on with Abe and Ari going on. Let's see what we got going on, Abe and Ari. Go ahead, let's give it a chip here. Abe and Ari, they're coming up. Oh, it looks like they're, oh, we got, oh, there's some right there. Oh, that's a two-for-one strategy there that he's going for. Oh, here we go. Oh, that looks like Brady Holhalter's chipping right there. That's pretty good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say, since it's a Tuesday, that both of them are winners. Give it up for Abe and Ari. Now batting for the Hive, number six, Johan Benitez.
Johan Benitez, he's batting from the left side. 4-0 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Benitez takes the ball outside from Shaw. Shaw in his second inning of work. He did give up a single in the first. And induced a line down, a pop out, and struck out Conticello to end the inning unscathed. 1-0. Misses low and inside. Infield shading slightly to the right against the switch hitter. The pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the second baseman. Cook has it. Underhand tosses to first for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on. As Gavin Logan, the catcher, bats from the left side. One away, nobody on for Logan. Infield still shifting to the right. And the pitch is fouled off. Oh, 1. Misses inside, ball 1. There have been some roster changes since Sunday. Axel Anduesa has been released by the Diamondbacks. He was a bullpen pitcher for the Rawhide this year. 1-1, low in the dirt, ball 2. Yancel Luis was placed on the injury list. I think it'll only be about a week that he's missing. It did not sound like a serious injury, more just a issue with a finger. 2-1. Fouled off out of play.
That's a Portisubs prize ball. Get that ball taken to the team store and get a coupon for a free sandwich from Portisubs.
And then Jack Hurley and Kevin Sim have joined the Rawhide from the Arizona Complex League. Both of them just drafted this year by the D-backs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch to Logan is fouled off behind the plate. Two balls, 2 strikes. The pitch to Logan. Fouled off again. Logan did have to play first base in one game, or half of one game, in Modesto because of some injuries and an ejection. We did not have a very large bench that day. 2-2. Grounded foul. First base side. Two, two. Fouled off out of play. And I asked Logan, when was the last time you played first base in a game? And he said it was about a month ago against Everett back when he was with High A Hillsboro. But he said he has played first base a total of 5 times in his life, 3 of them in pro ball, 2 of them in high school. 2-2. Low in the dirt, ball 3. I think Logan's trying to say that it hit his foot, but he loses that argument rather quickly against Nathan Hall. So it is a 3-2 count, 1 down. I don't think it hit anything, but appreciate the effort. Maybe it did. Couldn't see it well in that replay. The pitch is lined into right field, the base hit for Logan. He says, never mind, I'll do it myself. A 1-out base hit for the catcher. Here's Jose Fernandez batting from the right side. Fernandez, the shortstop, batting from the right side. 1 away and a runner on first. Rawhide trailed by 4 in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch gets away from Franco. Logan advances to second on the wild pitch that was in the dirt. So now a runner in scoring position for the shortstop with a 1-0 count. The pitch misses outside, ball 2. The outfield shifting to the right, specifically the right fielder Bolte. He's closer to the foul line, even with the CSDA Pasture out there. Then the left fielder Poisson, a little bit closer towards the video board in left center. The pitch to Fernandez is fouled off. Count is 2-1. Infield, on the other hand, a slight shift to the left side. 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Fernandez calls for time. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Runner on first is Logan. 4-0 ball game. The Ports lead in game one of this six-game series. It is the second time that the Rawhide are facing the Ports. First time here at home. In April, they traveled to Stockton and took the series 5-1. 2-2. Inside ball three, Fernandez leaps out of the way. The pitch fouled off into the netting. Count is still full. Three, two. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Fernandez goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two away and a runner on second.
Now batting for the Hyde, number 16, Raquelman Cabral.
Cabral bats from the left side, switch hitter for the team. Two away, runner on second is Logan. First pitch to Cabral, misses low and in. One-oh. Ground ball through into center field, a base hit. They're sending Logan. Here's a throw from the center fielder, Pineda. It is off the line and cut off by the first baseman, LaBoy, and the Rawhide are on the board. 4-1 ball game in the bottom of the second inning. Cabral with the two out base hit. He's standing on first. 4-1 ball game. Sanabria batting from the left side. Runner on first is Cabral. Sanabria currently with a 9-game hit streak. He is the left fielder today for the Rawhide. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Shadows have almost completely taken over the field at Valley Strong Ballpark. There's just that ray of sunshine going out towards left center. You can see it there if you're watching with us on Bally Live. Big shift to the right in the infield. The pitch misses low. So the third baseman, Salome, is in. His toes are on the infield grass. Shortstop Naylor is shading up the middle. Cook, the second baseman, is directly between first and second with his heels in the outfield grass. The pitch is fouled off out of play third base side, while the first baseman, LaBoy, is holding the runner Cabral on first. One ball, two strikes, two away. Shaw checks the runner, now sets, and the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt, the catcher. Franco throws to first base to complete the strikeout. And that will end the inning, but the Rawhide do get on the board thanks to a two-out single hit by Raquelman Cabral. 4-1 ball game going into the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Concession stands throughout the ballpark will be serving hot food until the end of the fifth inning tonight. Snacks, drinks, and alcohol will be served until the end of the sixth when concession stands will close. Coors Light presents Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Valley Strong Ballpark. At all concession stands, get $5 Coors Light tall cans thanks to Coors Light, made to chill. The Jamison On Deck Grill is open for 2-for-1 tacos. which are available thanks to Coors Light. At the On Deck Grill, you can also get bottled soda, draft beer, simple mixed drink, thanks to Jameson Irish Whiskey. Triple distilled, remarkably smooth, and unmistakably Jameson. Please enjoy responsibly. Throwback weekend starts with bottomless margaritas and micheladas for only $40. Get endless margs and miches and a Hall of Fame Club ticket to Thursday's game. To get the margs and miche package, use promo code MYM at checkout online at VisaliaRawhide.com, or you can purchase this ticket package at Rawhide Guest Services or the Rawhide Ticket Office. Now batting, number three, Henry Bolte.
Four to one ball game. Stockton leads in the third. The pitch is swung on, a deep fly ball to right field. Right fielder Benitez is at the wall. It is a opposite field home run for Henry Bolte, his second home run of the night, 11th of the season. This one off of Brock Jones, an opposite field home run. First one was over the left center field wall into the trees. This one into the CSDA pasture in right field. Just like that, the Ports get a four-run lead again, 5-1 ball game in the top of the third inning. Daniel LeBoy. One oh count to him now. He's batting from the left side. Walked in his first at-bat, but it's the first time he's facing Jones. The pitch is fouled off out of play. Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark, but again, still a little sunshine out in left center field. And still a very light sky here in Visalia. At first pitch, it was 90 degrees. Warm day here in the Central Valley. The 1-1 misses low, ball two. Although, quite frankly, a 90-degree day at first pitch, that's not bad at all, considering that we are now in the month of August. Usually it's in the hundreds now or high 90s. So we'll take a 90-degree first pitch. The pitch misses low, ball three. The boy batting 188 this season. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball fair down the first base side. Hits off of the wall near the CSDA pasture. Benitez gets it in quickly to hold LeBoy to a single. Usually when a ball hits that area of the Chevron Dewar's section and goes out into the middle of right field, it turns into a double or at least a close play at second. Benitez is able to play it very well. So LeBoy reaches first. That is the sixth hit of the day for the Ports. Rawhide have three. Batting from the right side is the catcher, Carlos Franco. First pitch is popped up in the infield right side. Conticello is underneath it. He comes back into fair territory and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away. Runner on first for B.J. Cook. Cook singled on the right side in his first at-bat. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. I did go and speak to our official score about what he saw on that play. So it was a slow ground ball to the right side. Taurine did dive to try to stop it. He stopped it successfully, but no chance of getting it out at first base. Here's the 0-1. He pops up the bunt. Brock Jones diving for that ball. That's an out. What an athletic play by the pitcher, Brock Jones. My goodness. Are you kidding me? What a play. Looking at it here, Brock Jones laying out, making the catch. What a play by the southpaw. Might have taken a face full of grass there. But he's okay. Two outs, runner on first. I know Brock Jones is athletic. The pitch misses outside ball one, but that might be the most athletic thing I've seen him do in the last year. He was with the Rawhide last year in August after rehabbing back from TJ. One oh count to Yule. Outside. 2-0 count. Yule batting 321 this season with now 10 RBI. He drove in two in the first inning. He did face Brock Jones. He was the first batter to face Jones, actually. The pitch is popped up. It is out of play. Into the grandstands on the first base side. The pitch is a little outside. Ball three, 3-1 count now. Hitters count for Yule, 3-1. A little low ball four. Yule draws a two-out walk. Runners are on first and second with two away. Pedro Pineda bats from the right side. The catcher Logan out to have a quick conversation with Jones on the mound. All right, we are ready for Pineda. The center fielder popped out to the second baseman, Taurine, in his first at-bat. It is the second time he's facing Jones. And the pitch. Big swing and miss on a breaking ball, 80 miles an hour, according to our radar gun here. And the pitch. Is fouled off, foul on the first base side, hit off the end of his bat. Pineda batting 243 this season. Center fielder has some speed. The runner on second, LaBoy on first, Yule. 0-2, outside ball one. Jones sets. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pineda strikes out to end the third, but another run does score for the Ports. Second home run of the day for Bolte. 5-1 ball game going into the bottom of the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Every Thursday is the Huevos de Toros, thanks to Estrella Jalisco, Modelo, and Radio Mazda 100.5. Huevos de Toros is transformed on a throwback Thursday as the start of Oaks Throwback Weekend. Wear your Oaks gear on Thursday night to get a $5 grandstand ticket thanks to Party Works, Visalia's discount party store. Hey, Culligan Man! Culligan of Lindsay is backed by over 80 years of experience and has the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Culligan of Lindsay, Reno, California Water. Now let's check in to the CSDA pasture where we got the Culligan water balloon toss going on right now. They're going to start. Prospects are in those right now. And hey, as a reminder, fans, it's back to school season, and the Rawhide are honoring all school staff with a back to school special. Get $10 Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club tickets for Friday and Saturday's game when you show your school staff ID to the ticket office or to Rawhide Guest Services. And as a reminder, fans, concession stands throughout the ballpark are serving hot food until the end of the fifth tonight. Snacks, drinks, and alcohol will be served until the sixth. All right, they're going over there here in the pasture. Looks like they almost got one there. Here we go. Yeah, if you're one of the kids in attendance tonight, head on over there and join them playing the Culligan Water Balloon Toss. Now batting for the Hide, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Rawhide trail 5-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide. Did have a single. Back in the first inning, he takes a strike on the inside corner. Ground ball through up the middle. Rojas batting 245 this season. Pitch from Shaw. Grounded foul, first base side, 0-2 count now. Shaw in his third inning of work. He has allowed one run off of three hits. He has struck out three batters, has not given up a walk yet. It is the first earned run given up by Shaw this season in the Cal League. The pitch misses. Ball one. Pitch is swung on. It's right to the second baseman. Cook takes his time to throw to first for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Hide. Number 8, Christopher Corwin.
Christopher Torin bats from the right side. One down. And the pitch misses inside. Torin batting 146 this season. He's in his third week with the Rawhide. Joined us two Tuesdays ago. The pitch. Another breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-1 count. Pitch is popped up in the infield, fair territory. First baseman, LaBoy underneath it, right near the pitcher's mound, to the right of the pitcher's mound for the second out of the inning.
Now batting for the Hide.
Two away as Kenny Castillo bats from the right side. Castillo popped out to first in his first at-bat. He swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 count. Infield shading to the left side. 0-1. Misses outside. Pitch to Castillo, swung on and missed strike two. Looked like a slider that is down and away. One ball, two strikes. One, two. High and in, ball two. 5-1 ball game, Rawhide trail. Two-two. Swing and a miss, strike three. Castillo strikes out for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Shaw. We're going into the fourth inning. Rawhide trail 5-1 on the call for the Rawhide will be Joey Gonzalez for the next three innings. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grounds crew has been provided polos today by Calipetrol, your local source for all your embroidery, screen printing, and promotional product needs. Give them a call at 559-733-7020 or visit calipetrol.net to look like the best dressed grounds crew in all of minor league baseball. One of the deals on the back of your ticket is for Stacked Bar and Grill. Get $5 off purchases of 30 or more, excluding alcohol. Stacked Bar and Grill in downtown Visalia. This weekend is Oaks Throwback Weekend at Valley Strong Ballpark. Thursday through Sunday, we're celebrating our history as the Visalia Oaks. Friday, August 4th, the first 250 fans through the doors will receive a powder blue 70s Oaks jersey, courtesy of White Claw Hard Seltzer. The hard seltzer that started the wave. White Claw, the difference is clear. Saturday, August 5th, the Oaks and ResCom Pest Control will honor local baseball legend Stephen Vogt with a bobblehead. Be sure and be one of the first 500 in attendance to get that. Say hello to ResCom and bye bye bugs. How about it? Have a night, Robert. Awesome.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the first day of August as Rawhide hosting the Stockton Ports for game one of the six-game series. Stockton coming out of the North Division. Meanwhile, the Rawhide out in the South. And Robert Poisson will lead things off for the Ports. It's going to be 9-1-2 coming up with Derek Salem on deck, and then Miles Naylor in the hole. Brock Jones remains on the mound for the Rawhide. The delivery on the way, and that one is a swing and a miss from Puerson upstairs, and then that one goes strike number one. Brock Jones remains on the mound for his third inning of work. He came in for relief of Jacob Steinmetz in the middle of the first inning. Steinmetz faced the first six batters of the ball game before Jones came in for the sub, and then he sat down Pedro Pineda to end the first inning. And the delivery on the way from Jones. That one goes inside. One ball and two strikes. Ports currently lead over the Rawhide 5-1. Stockton now hitting the Rawhide 6-3 here in the top of the fourth inning. Delivery on the way from Jones. This one sent into center field, dropping quickly in the gap in right center. Charging on in is Johan Benitez, and Poisson has a base hit. And now we go back to the top of the Ports order.
Now batting, number 12, Derek Salone.
Watching on our Valley Sports broadcast, and that one just out of reach of Christopher Tureen. Tried to go cover the gap out in right center, but a ball that dropped fairly quickly. And now here comes Derek Salem to the plate, batting from the right side. Facing off against Brock Jones. Left on right matchup as the Rawhide Southpaw gets ready to deliver. The delivery on the way. And that one misses outside for ball number one. One ball and no strikes. So back-to-back Tuesday games where Brock Jones has to be used in the first inning. A reminder, if you're just now joining us in the series against Modesto, Jacob Steinmetz was a late-game scratch due to an illness. 1-0 delivery on the way, misses downstairs. Stabbed out of the ground by catcher Gavin Logan. But Steinmetz, a late scratch. And that forced Brock Jones to have to make the start for that game. And so the Rawhide having back-to-back bullpen days, especially with last Sunday when the Rawhide were at home. Two balls, no strikes, delivery on the way from Jones, and that one clips the outside corner for strike number one. 2-1 moves the count here for Jones as he gets ready to pitch number 40 of the ball game. We'll see where the replay shows on that pitch. And Jones pretty far outside of that artificial box shown on your TV. But take the balls when you can get them. The 2-1 delivery on the way with a man in motion. Throw down a second, not in time. It's going to be a stolen base for the Ports left fielder. His first of the ball game. And the Ports have a runner in scoring position with still no outs here in the top of the fourth inning. A breaking ball missed high. A great jump there by Pearson. And he's able to get the stolen base and gets the bag stolen on Gavin Logan. Three balls, one strike, no outs. Delivery on the way from Salem. Jones holds at the belt. The delivery on the way fouled directly backwards. And the count moves to three balls and two strikes. Three, two, no outs. Jones working from the stretch once again. Here on this August 1st game at Valley Strong Ballpark. Holds at the ear. The payoff pitch on the way from Jones. And that one swung on and fouled backwards. And count remains three balls and two strikes. So talked about that Modesto series. Quite a bit of arms used by Visalia in those six-game series. Visalia ending up taking one out of the six up north in Modesto. And it was a game three victory. Three balls, two strike, delivery on the way from Jones, and that one sent into center field, dropping quickly. Here comes Anderson Rojas, diving after one, a grab, and quick down to throw down a third, and that one is not in time. A beautiful throw on line from the center fielder, Anderson Rojas, and the tag just a bit late from Rickelman Cabral, barely getting the foot in time with Puerson. He advances 90 feet away from home. But what a run by Rojas, but even a better jump by the port at second base. And you see the feet first slide, and Cabral just a little bit late on the tag. And as a result, now it's going to bring up Miles Naylor to the plate. One away. Stockton 90 feet away from adding on another run. The first pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one as Naylor is a swing and a miss. So here is the Oakland Athletics 39th overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft. This one hit to the left side of the infield, backhanded by Jose Fernandez. Throw down to first, not in time, as Gavin Conticello can't scoop that one up. Walking on home, Stockton's going to score a run, and that's going to be an error, and it's going to be an E6 against Fernandez on a ball that was in the dirt. Fernandez tried to scoop that one out. Didn't go too low down to a knee, but he thought he could have scooped that one up, and instead, the low throw from Fernandez ends up costing the Rawhide a run and is now 6-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. So Miles Naylor will reach over at first, and here comes the manager D. Garner on the way out to the mound, and that will be the conclusion of Brock Jones' night. So we get ready to prepare for our third Rawhide pitcher of the night. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the numbers for both Jones and our new pitcher. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. The Ports lead over the Rawhide 6-1.
This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescott Pest Control. Rescott Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescott and bye-bye, bugs. As a reminder, folks, the Shepherd Stands will be serving hot food until the end of the fifth inning. Snacks, drinks, and alcohol service will end at the end of the sixth inning. Your attention, please. Now pitching for your Visalia Rawhide, number 22, Josh
Way. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark on this Tuesday night for game one of the six-game series. And we have a Rescom pitching change. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye Bugs. New arm in the ballgame for Visalia, number 22, Josh Swales. 1-4 in the year 2023 with a perfect 7.0 ERA, 39 strikeouts compared to 27 walks. And this will be the third arm used by manager D. Gardner in tonight's ball game. Delivery on the way from the right-hander. Man in motion, it's Naylor. And this one's a hit and run. Naylor around second. He's going over to third. He should reach easily. Benitez scoops that one out in right field. And now runners on the corners here for Stockton. And that's going to bring up Yeniel LeBoy to the plate.
Now batting number seven, Yeniel LeBoy.
So four straight have reached in this game. As Poussin, the only one to come in to score. So here is Yeniel LeBoy, 3-for-20 last week, where he was batting 130 in the series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. We'll give you Jones's numbers after the upcoming pitch. Swales holds at the belt. The first pitch on the way to LeBoy. Another man in motion, and this one's going to be an easy stolen bag for Henry Bolte. So the second stolen base of the inning. And that one not even contested. And now runners in scoring position, runner on second and runner on third. And a pretty big RBI opportunity to blow this game open. Currently 6-1 in favor of Stockton. LeBoy heavily choked up on the bat. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Swales, and that one clips the outside corner for strike one. Swales comes in with a 92-mile-per-hour heater on that pitch as it clips the outside black. Infield play in once again for the second time in this inning. Naylor's 90 feet away from scoring, and this one hits the right side. Diving effort by Conticello. Steps on first, throw down to home, not in time. It gets past Gavin Logan, and Miles Naylor comes home to score, and the Ports add-on is now 7-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. So a nice effort there by Conticello. Tried to turn that one into an inning-ending double play, but just a little bit wide out of reach from the former Beaver Gavin Logan. And as a result, with two-way, runner on third, and the infield goes back to their normal positions. As it now brings up Carlos Franco to the plate, batting 299 with a home run and 11 RBIs. First pitch on the way, Josh Wales holds at the belt. The first pitch on the way, and that one just misses a little bit upstairs for ball number one, 1-0. The wind has picked up a little bit here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Last week at Modesto, the average temperature around 95 degrees, with each game having winds above 10 miles an hour. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one misses downstairs once again, 2-0. The updated weather, 97 degrees, and the wind has picked up now about 4 miles per hour, but the American flag getting a little bit more gustier and is blowing towards home plate. Three straight balls here from Josh Swales. And nice hitter's count here for Carlos Franco. We'll see if he decides to pull the trigger or if he just decides to hold it back. 3-0 pitch on the way from Swales, and that one misses inside for ball four. And once again, runners on the corner for Stockton on a pretty difficult pitching day for the Rawhide. So here comes B.J. Cook to the plate. 1-for-2 on the day, including a spectacular grab from Brock Jones back in the third inning, a slight little pop-up where Jones quickly hustled off the mound, dove face first, and made a spectacular grab. Not something we see too often from the pitcher position. And pitch goes in there for strike number one. Jones, head went quickly down to the ground. Cap popped off and everything. But a pretty nice grab as now B.J. Cook waits at the plate. The 1-1 delivery on the way from Josh Swales. Swung on and missed for Cook. And the count moves to 1-2. Swales works from the right side. Far left side of the slab, however. And he faces off against Cook for the first time today. 0-2 pitch on the way, holds at the belt, the payoff pitch on the way. This one's grounded to the left side of the infield. Diving effort by Riquelme Cabral. Throw down at first in time. What a cutoff and what a play by the third baseman, Riquelme Cabral, to get the Rawhide out of the inning. Get one more look on that one, an inside pitch. It looked like it would have been a backhander for Fernandez. Cabral, all four throws across the diamond in time. However, the Ports add on two more here in the top of the fourth inning. They lead over the Rawhide 7-1. We head to the bottom of the fourth at Valley Strong Ballpark. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
Presented by Echelon Security Group. For the higher level of professional security services, contact Echelon Executive Protection and Security at 559-909-1515. We have our contestants ready at the end of the Budweiser Red Zone by the Rawhide Bullpen. We got a couple of New Yorkers here. We got Michael on the left and Asher on the right. All right, are you guys ready? On your mark, get set, go! All right, they're off. Oh, who's it going to be? It looks like actually Michael's on our right. Asher's on our left. Who's it going to be? It looks like it's going to be on the left. It's going to be, is that Asher? Is Asher the winner? Give it up for him. That was fast, man. That has been Keeping Timber Safe, brought to you by Echelon Security Group. Now batting for the Hyde, number 25, Gavin Contesello.
Return to Valley Strong Ballpark on this Tuesday night. Joey Gonzalez with you for the middle innings. The first pitch on the way to Gavin Contesello, swung on and missed for strike number one. As we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, new pitcher in the ballgame for the Stockton Ports, Sishu Cha. His ballgame comes to a conclusion, and Contesello fouls that one backwards straight off of Franco, and he's down visibly in pain. Can't tell if that ball hit him off the chest. It looks like it may have hit him in the unpadded area off the thighs. We'll get the replay here. Contesello just getting a piece of that one. Yep, straight off that left thigh. Hopefully Franco's all right now as the athletic trainer makes his way out to the mound, or back behind home plate to make sure everything is all right. And now Franco now on both legs as he appears to be all right. So now the count moved to no balls and two strikes here for the Rawhide home run leader, Gavin Contesello. 12 homers on the season, including two of those coming this series against the Modesto Nuts. A really impressive series for Contesello as he led the team in extra base hits with two, including five RBIs, and that ball goes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Contesello gave the Rawhide the separation in their lone win, leading the Rawhide to a 3-1 victory. The victory on a Thursday night. 1-2 pitch on the way to Contesello. And that one misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Gavin also currently top five in the Cal League in home runs with a record of with fifth place. 2-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to the right side of the infield. That one's going to be scooped up by Cook. Throw down to first in time. And one away here in the inning.
Now batting for the Hyde. Number 6, Johan.
So here are the new numbers here for the second reliever, or the first reliever of the ballgame for the Ports. Garrett Irvin, 6-1 in 2023 with 3.51 ERA, 81 strikeouts, and 24 balls for the reliever out of the Stockton pen. Delivery on the way to Johan Benitez, Rawhide switch hitter. One of two that the Rawhide had last week. Yancel Luis was another one of them. However, he was just recently placed on the injured list as of yesterday. He appeared to leave batting practice in the middle of last week. This one's on a line right up the middle. Backhanded by Cook, a crossbody throw. And that one is in time. What a play by Cook. A lot of ground to cover on that ball. Johan Benitez sprinted down the first base line and ended up getting retired for the second out of the inning. And if you watch it on our TV broadcast, right up the middle, a really difficult play there, especially off of 1 foot off of his back heel. Throws 90-plus feet on that one. And now back-to-back outs here for the Rawhide batting order as it brings up the Canadian Gavin Logan to the plate. The first pitch all the way from Irvin. This one hits the left side of the infield. It's going to find the hole on the left side in between Salem and Naylor. And that one is the Rawhide fourth hit of the ball game. And a one-out or a two-out runner here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A pretty massive shift on that left side, and Logan found a way to get it through. Salem was one who made more of the effort on that ball. It looked like Miles Naylor was just providing the backup on that ball, but still found a way to get through. And Gavin Logan continues to find ways to get on in a Rawhide uniform. Two-way, it's going to bring up Jose Fernandez to the plate. Pitch on the way. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger. Does not. And that one misses outside for ball number one. One ball to no strike. The appeal went over to the first base umpire, David Sabal. However, Sabal saying that Fernandez does not go around. So the count moves to one ball to no strikes. Irvin looks over at first base. Now the pitch on the way. Hits a left side. Backhanded by Salem. Throw down to first in time. Nice effort there. And Stockton with a pretty nice defensive bottom half of the fourth inning. The Rawhide get one aboard. However, they strand him over at first base. We're through four innings of work. Stockton leads over Visalia 7-1. They move to the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Toyota, let's go places. In the famous fan dugout tonight, we want to welcome the Nessia Experience to this group and all our fans in attendance tonight. We want to welcome you to Valley Strong Ballpark. We also want to give a big shout out to Valley Wine Beverage Company hanging out on the Coors Light Lookout tonight. Fans, as a reminder, concession stands throughout the ballpark are serving hot food until the end of this inning. Snacks, drinks, and alcohol will be served until the end of the sixth, when concession stands will close. Oaks Weekend will conclude Sunday with Oaks Pricing. That's right. All tickets on Sunday are reverting to 2007 prices and are only $8, excluding Hall of Fame Club and pasture tickets. To get your tickets for Sunday's game, visit Budweiser Guest Services or the Rawhide Ticket Office. Now batting, number two, Cooper Yule.
Welcome back to a Tuesday night of baseball here on Valley Sports Live. Rawhide and the Ports. The single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics versus the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks as Cooper Yule will lead things off here for the Stockton Ports. Josh Swales remains on the mound for Visalia. First complete inning of work here for Swales. This one's popped up to the right side and out of play. So Cooper Yule, drafted as a free agent in 2020, attended Loyola Marymount. And back in the series last week against the Lake Elsinore Storm, he bat 4 for 10, including a .400 batting average during that time. And now the time will be called here for Yule as he gets ready to step back in the batter's box. 7, 8, and 9 scheduled to bat here for Stockton in the top of the fifth inning. Delivery on the way for Swales. This one's hit to the right side. And this one's going to drop foul out of play. And the count remain 0-2. So Yule currently on a 14-game on-base streak, which is the longest active streak in the Cal League. These active streaks are something we'll talk about throughout this series, including Daniel Sanabria, who's also on the fourth longest active hitting streak in the Cal League. But we'll get to that a little bit more in the ball game when Sanabria comes up to bat. But 14 games on base, and he's kept that alive, making it now 15 today. That one misses upstairs for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Isaiah improves to 15, but they had a single back in the first and then walked back in the third inning, looked to reach for the third time today. He's gotten one off of, or two off of Brock Jones, looking to make one off of Swales, and that one misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Cooper Ewell also tied for the seventh longest on-base streak in the Cal League in the year of 2023. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called in the outside corner. And that's going to be a Josh Swales strikeout, his first of the day. And that's going to be a Mill strikeout. The Mill in crust, we trust. So Cooper Ewell sat down looking for the first out of the inning. And now that's going to bring up Pedro Pineda to the plate. Get ready to step in here. And the pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. 0-1, one away. Swales working from the left side of the slab once again, the delivery. And that one swung on and missed, and the count moves to no balls and two strikes here for Pineda. Pineda will restrap the batting gloves and get ready to step in once again. A reminder, this is the third arm used by manager D. Garner in this ballgame. Start off with Jacob Steinmetz, who in two-thirds of an inning, relieved by Brock Jones and now Josh Swales. 0-2 pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, and the count moves to one ball and two strikes. 1-2 with one away. We look at manager D. Garner and pitching coach Tyler Mark in the Rawhide dugout. 1-2 pitch on the way from Swales. Elevated fastball, strike three called. And that's back-to-back strikeouts here from the Rawhide right-hander. And it's going to bring up Robert Preussen up to the plate. Get a replay look at that one. Swales goes elevated fastball, high and outside. That's a pitch that Swales mostly challenging his opponent. See if he can catch up to it. And on that one, unable to. And now here comes Preussen batting with a 140 batting average. One home run with seven RBIs. Pitch on the way, and that one misses upstairs for ball number one. One ball and no strikes. Swales get ready for the upcoming pitch. Holds at the belt, the delivery. Swung on and missed, and the count moves to one ball and one strikes. Visalia Oaks return this weekend with a Visalia Oaks jersey giveaway on Friday night. First 250 fans receive a jersey sponsored by our friends at White Claw. And on Saturday, Stephen Vogue bobblehead giveaway for the first 500 fans sponsored by ResCom Pest Control. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one misses outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. The Rawhide will also be sporting the Oaks uniforms this upcoming weekend. So a nice throwback, especially going back to the years of 1978 when the Rawhide won their championship as the Visalia Oaks. Three balls, one strike with two away. One of three championships that the Rawhide have out in our banners out in left field. The only one is the Oaks, you see right there. The one above that, Visalia Mets back in 1971. Ground to the left side of the infield, charging in is Fernandez. Throw down to first in time, and the inning will be concluded. So for the second time today, the Ports are sat down in order. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. With the Ports leading over the Rawhide 7-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Your winning is waiting. When bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why, the 24 trusted brand by Winning to Choose From. Your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Fans, concession stands throughout the ballpark are serving hot food until the end of this inning. Don't forget, though, all month long, kids 12 and under can get a free passion ticket thanks to Valley Children's Healthcare. Valley Children, future is for invited for. All right, let's open up those lucky number scorecards and see who is the first of tonight's winners. We got 1-1-4-6-9, Ticket Smarter. 1-1-2-5-5, Snow Shell. 1-1-4-2-9, Valley Strong Credit Union. 1-1-3-9-3, Hand and Stone Massage. 1-1-3-9-8, Rose Boutique. And 1-1-5-5-4 for Howie Roll Ice Cream. Head on over to the general store with that lucky number scorecard to get your prize. Now batting for the Hides, number 16, with Roman Cabral.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark of Isaiah League, California, as we have California League action between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. First pitch on the way to Riekelman Cabral, bunt sign shown, and that one is fouled backwards as Garrett Irvin remains on the mound. This is a guy who, in all of his starts this season, or not all of the starts, all of his appearances this year, five appearances here in 2023, he's gone on an average 2 2/3 innings, with his longest outing being out in San Jose on July 21st, where he went 3 complete innings. One pitch on the way, takes it inside Fawn Cabral, and the count will move to 1-1. So it's the bottom of the fifth inning, and that means it's time for the Cal League scoreboard. But before we dive into that, we need to get into the Cal League standings on this Tuesday night, as Cabral swings and misses on that one, and the count moves to 1-2. So starting the second half in the South, where Inland Empire 17-12, Rancho Cucamonga 15-14. Lake Elsinore is currently in third with a record of 14-15. And then finally, Visalia in last with a record of 11-19. Cabral foul tips that one into the glove of Franco, and that's the first out of the inning. So that's Irvin's first strikeout of the ball game. We move out into the North, where the Fresno Grizzlies remain red hot. They have a record of 21-7. San Jose trying to catch up. They got a lot of ground to do right now. They have a record of 13-15. And then in third place, a team that we just visited, the Modesto Nuts, in third. And then finally in fourth, the Stockton Ports with a record of 10-20. Little toss over to first base from the second baseman, Cook. And two straight outs here for the Rawhide. So we now go back to the top of the order, where it's going to be Anderson Rojas. The Rawhide center fielder will step up to the plate, batting from the left side. He did have a home run out in Modesto, not a guy known for his home run capabilities. Only two home runs on the season, with one of those coming in the last homestand. Oh, first pitch on the way, and this one's popped a mile up to the left side of the infield. Naylor's underneath that one, and he will make the grab, and the Rawhide will go down in order. So both parts of the frame, three up, three down for both the Ports and the Rawhide. We head to the top of the sixth inning, where the Ports lead over the Rawhide 7-1. This is a Rawhide baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Of chronic homelessness per capita in the nation. At Salt and Light, we believe that the greatest cause of homelessness is a profound, catastrophic loss of family or support. And when the family is not available, community steps in. The purpose of our work is to actively create opportunities for the restoration of hope and healing while connecting with people human to human, heart to heart, and shoulder to shoulder through the lens of dignity and compassion. Many hands make light work, and cultivating true community takes all of us. Together, we can change the story of homelessness. Join us.
This season, the Rawhide is partnering with Salt and Light to help shine a light on their mission to cultivate community with those experiencing homelessness. Dollar Bill Auto is the place for fantastic quality used cars in Visalia. If the bank says no, we say yes. Now it's time for the Rawhide Helmet Shuffle and the Dollar Bill Auto Lucky Road. Today we have some contestants that are ready. Let's go ahead and throw that up. We got Judah, Seb, and Sam here. And we are getting ready for that Helmet Shuffle. Let's throw it up there on the board. Here we go. All right. Judah, Seb, and Sam, be sure and take a look. Let's see who the winner's going to be. All right, keep an eye on it. Let's go. All right, where is it, folks? 1, 2, 3. That's right, it is under number 2. So let's give it up for our winner. Now batting number 12, Derek Salome.
Welcome back to Visalia, California. We move to the top of the sixth inning where Derek Salem will lead things off for the Stockton Ports. 1, 2, and 3 coming up. A new arm into the ballgame for the Rawhide. Number 31, Yafer Perdomo in the ballgame. Fourth arm used by manager D. Gardner as he quickly falls behind in the count. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Perdomo, and that one misses again. 2-0. So the bottom of the fifth inning, we went over the Cal League scoreboard. It's time to go into, or we're in the Cal League standings. It's time to get into the scoreboard. San Jose and Inland Empire currently going at it. The Giants lead over the 66ers 4-2. The game's currently in the top of the seventh. Going up north, 30 minutes up the road at Fresno, and the Grizzlies lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 2-0. As they've just completed six innings of work. And then finally in Modesto, the Nuts lead over the Storm 5-1. And then in our ball game, the Rawhide trail to the Ports 7-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. As Salem will be walked for a leadoff walk from Yafer Perdomo. Four-pitch walk from the Rawhide southpaw. And here comes Miles Naylor. Just getting to know Naylor a little bit. He's the youngest brother of the two brothers on the Cleveland Guardians. May have heard of them before, Josh Naylor and Bo Naylor. First pitch all the way to Miles Naylor, and swung on and missed for strike number one. So Naylor, the 39th overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft, as he was committed to Texas Tech before getting drafted by the Oakland Athletics. A one pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Naylor was the 48th overall prospect, according to Perfect Game, and 24th overall shortstop, according to Perfect Game. 1-1 pitch on the way. Perdomo holds at the chest, and the delivery on the way to Naylor, and that one clips the outside corner. So 1-2. Naylor was drafted at a St. Joanne of Arc Secondary School. As an 18-year-old, a Perfect Game, 18 years old, and 3 months is what his website, there's what his bio on his website shows. 1-2 pitch on the way, foul tipped into the glove of Gavin Logan, and that's the first out of the inning. As Naylor is sat down for the third time today. All three have been strikeouts for Naylor. He's still looking for his first single-A hit as he was called up to the Stockton Ports yesterday. July 31st on the off day for Stockton. And here are the new numbers for Yafer Perdomo. 2-1 on the season with a 7.89 ERA. 45 strikeouts and 26 walks for the southpaw. One away. Upcoming pitch on the way for Henry Bolte. And that one goes in there for strike number one. If you follow us on our social media accounts at Visalia Rawhide, Bolte was the player that we highlighted this week. The batting 251, 9 home runs, 47 RBIs. The pitch on the way, and that one just misses outside for a ball. Bolte entering the day, 47 RBIs, 3 shy of reaching 50. And if he is to reach that this week, which he surely will, he would be the first Stockton Port to reach 50 RBIs in 2023. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one misses downstairs for a ball. And the count moves to 2-1. Talked about earlier, these are the two affiliate teams of the Oakland Athletics and the Arizona Diamondbacks, respectfully. And bring that up because today was the 2023 MLB trade deadline. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's upstairs, but Bolte goes around for strike number two. And in fact, these two teams, they're major league affiliates. They had some things to do with one another. Jace Peterson, an infielder for the Oakland Athletics, yesterday was traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So a little infield support for the D-backs. That one misses downstairs for a ball, 3-2. Other news for the Diamondbacks, Andrew Chafin, the reliever for the Snakes, has now moved over to the Brew Crew out at Milwaukee. That was one of the two trades that the Serpents made today. 3-1, 3-2 pitch on the way. This one sent into center field. Rojas is retreating backwards where he's underneath that one. And a large lead over there at first base. Throw down to first is way too far for Rojas. The first base umpire gets sat down as he tripped up on his own feet. Yaper Perdomo saying he's safe. But a really large lead by Derek Salem, who is rounding second base when the ball dropped into Rojas' glove. Unfortunately, Rojas, with no momentum going to first base, he had to really turn his body and sling that ball in. But easily getting back with Salem standing up as a throw forced Gavin Contasello off of first base. And now a two-way, it's going to bring up Yeniel Laboy to the plate. Ports leading the Rawhide 7-1 here in the top of the sixth inning in game one of the six-game set. The pitch on the way, and that one misses inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Other action for the Diamondbacks. Paul Sewell got traded from the Mariners to Phoenix. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Perdomo and the delivery, and that one's fouled off. One ball and one strike. So one arm lost in the D-backs' pen, but Sewell gives some relief, especially some save opportunities for the Diamondbacks. But a pretty hefty price to pay for Arizona. They gave up Josh Rojas, Dominic Canzone, and Ryan Bliss. Bliss just recently played in the 2023 Futures game, along with Jordan Lawler, who's currently in Amarillo. So three pretty young guys in the Diamondbacks organization, with two young guys in the MLB pipelines. 2-1 pitch on the way from Perdomo, and that one goes in there for strike number two. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. That was really all going on for the Oakland Athletics was that trade with Jace Peterson. Oakland not necessarily in a playoff hunt at the moment. Currently in fifth place in the American League West, which had a lot of interesting trade acquisitions today. Probably have to talk about that in the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch on the way to LaBoy, and that one misses outside for ball three. And on that pitch, it looked like Perdomo may have gone back to first, so Salem jumped all the way back on the first base bag, and Perdomo ended up going home. That's the difficult thing about these left-handed pitchers, and it's often difficult to tell if their foot's going towards first base or to home. Three balls, two strikes, two away, payoff pitch on the way, as this is going to put Salem in motion. Payoff pitch on the way, and now it misses inside for ball number four. So it's a two-out walk here for Yeniel Laboy, and two runners aboard here for the Stockton Ports. So now that we have the time, we will remain in the American League West where things just got very interesting. Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound as this is going to be a Shawn Team mound visit. The Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. So the American League West separated by one game at the moment. The Texas Rangers currently in first, a surprising team. Not very many people thought they would be leading, especially going into the month of August, but here we are. However, the Houston Astros, defending world champions, have quickly caught up ground since the All-Star break in the, during the month of July. And if you haven't heard it by now, I'll give you the news right now. Max Scherzer traded from the New York Mets to the Rangers. Got to see him today in the first time in the Ranger blue and red as he had his first press conference today. And just when the Texas Rangers thought they were ahead of the curve, here comes Justin Verlander marching in from New York as he'll be rejoining the Houston Astros. Pitch on the way to Carlos Franco, and that one misses outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. And pretty funny thing is that Justin Verlander, he was only in New York for 4 months before the Mets trade him back. However, the Mets, they were selling today, but they got a lot of top prospects around Major League Baseball. 1-1, broken bat, lined at Yeifer Perdomo, and he makes the grab for the final out of the inning. So the Ports strand two as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Stockton 7, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Do you remember when Dad took you out to a ball game or played a game of catch with you when you were just a kid? Maybe afterwards you even went for an ice cream cone or just talked things over on the way home. You learned a whole lot more than how to just catch a ball, that's for sure. That's a pretty great memory, isn't it? There's a kid in foster care today who can really use a great memory like that. And you could be the one to provide it. Become a CASA advocate and help change a child's story. It's time for the CASA Bud Sheet Races. We got tonight's contestants already down there, ready to rock. All right, are you guys ready to roll? On your mark, get set, go! All right, they're off. We got Aide in the black, and we got Sal in the red. Right now we got Aide. We got Aide's winning. Oh, and Sal's got some technical difficulties. It looks like it's going to be Aide by a long shot. He's strolling in. He's talking to them at the end. Wear it, Sal. Just wear it. All right. It has been the CASA Bet Sheet Races. CASA Quarter Point Special Advocates of today's family are eyes and ears of the court for the children in foster care. CASA advocates ensure that the children's needs are met and that they have a voice and that they are given every opportunity to succeed in life. At CASA Tulare County, we are for the child. Batting for the high, Christopher Torin.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on this Tuesday night as Christopher Torin will lead things off here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the sixth inning, 2-3 and 4 scheduled to bat for Visalia. Garrett Urban remains on the mound for the Ports as his first pitch on the way goes in there for strike number one. Bottom of the sixth inning, and it's time to get into the Arizona Diamondbacks scores. The pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for strike number one. Continue talking about the trade deadline as this game continues to roll on. But first off, in high A, the Vancouver currently leads over Hillsborough 4-3. That game's currently in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch misses downstairs for ball one. And a former Rawhide currently at the bat right at the plate right now, Juan Corniel, currently 0-2 on the day. And looking to put Hillsborough back on the board. 1-2 pitch on the way to Terrine. Ground to the left side of the infield. Going to be scooped up by Naylor. Throw down to first in time for the first out of the inning. So a 6-3 ground out here for Christopher Terrine. Moving out into Double-A in the Texas League. The Amarillo Sod Poodles defeating the Corpus Christi Hooks 7-5. Mason Albright with the victory for the Sod Poodles today. That one goes in there for strike number one. And then finally at the AAA level, the Sacramento River Cats currently trail against the Reno Aces 5-1. As this one is a fair ball, just barely in front of the home plate side. And two outs here for the Rawhide. And Kenny Castillo pointing back at home plate. He thought that one was a foul ball. And as a result now, two straight outs here for the Rawhide. Get a replay on this one. We'll see where this ball landed. But you see the swing there. And the ball really just did not go anywhere. It just got stuck like there was mud in the ground. And Franco scoops that one up, throws down to first. And with two away, it's going to be Gavin Contasillo tasked with keeping this inning alive. We'll move out to the major leagues finally in this scoreboard where the Diamondbacks currently trail against the Giants 4-3 in the bottom of the eight. 0-1 pitch on the way to Gavin. This one's a gapper out in right center. Covering the ground quickly is Pineda out in center. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Contasillo sat down for the third time today. And the Rawhide go down in order for the third time today. We're through six innings of work. Stockton leads over Visalia 7-1. We will be right back for Jill Guerin to take us home here on this Tuesday night. This is Rawhide Baseball on rawhidebaseball.com.
Product needs. Give them a call at 599-733-7020 or visit calipero.net to look like the best grass grounds crew in all of Minor League Baseball. Fans concession stands throughout the ballpark will be closing with this final out of that sixth inning. Please head over to concession stands now to get your final snacks, drinks, and alcohol before they close. Fans on the back of the tickets could be a deal from Javi's Taco Shack Cantina. Get two tacos and any tall draft beer for only $10 at Javi's Taco Shack Cantina in downtown Visalia, right next to Javi's Taco Shack. It's not simply a bar, it's not a pub, it's a cantina.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide, Gustavo Del Pozo. He delivers a strike to B.J. Cook. 7-1 ball game. Top of the seventh inning. Pitches low in the dirt. Ball one. Del Pozo is in relief. 4-8 for Perdomo. Perdomo did throw a scoreless inning. Gave up two walks. And struck out a batter. Call to the bullpen, as always, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Cook strikes out. For the first out of the seventh inning, that strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Pitch is very outside, ball one to Yule. Cooper Yule, the designated hitter. One away, nobody on. Pitch misses inside. Del Pozo delivers a 2-0, is tapped foul on the third base side. Del Pozo, no wins or losses. It is his 18th appearance. He has a 7.66 ERA. He's thrown 22 and one-third innings. Striking out 22 and walking 20. Two-one, misses very outside, ball two. Opponents are batting 210 against Del Pozo this year. The pitch misses high and in, ball four. Yule draws a one-out walk. Sixth walk given up by the Rawhide pitching staff today. Meanwhile, they have struck out eight Ports batters. It is a 7-1 ball game. The pitch misses outside, ball one.
Now batting for the Ports, number 29, Pedro Pineda.
Pineda bats from the right side. He has struck out twice today, and he's also popped out to second. The pitch is a hard ground ball through into right field. First hit of the day for Pineda. Runners on first and second.
Now batting, number 9, Robert.
Awesome. Robert Person. Bats from the right side. Runner on second is Yule. On first, Pineda. 7-1 ball game. Del Pozo, originally from the Dominican Republic. He sets, glove at the chin, checks the runner on second and delivers. The pitch is swung on, a very slow ground ball up the middle. Fernandez has it, only chances at first. He gets the out there for the second out of the inning, but both runners advance. So there's two runners in scoring position with two away for the top of the order, Derek Salome. Salome is 1-for-3 with a walk and a double. And the pitch is outside, ball one. Pitch misses just a little outside. Del Pozo joined the Rawhide in May from the Arizona Complex League. 6'5", 200 pounds. Signed as a free agent in 2018. Two oh. A flare into shallow center field. Rojas coming in, and he makes the catch to end the inning. The Port Strand two runners in scoring position. And it is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. 7-1, the Ports lead. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
To get up and stretch those legs, and as a reminder, all concessions here at the ballpark have closed. But now it's time. Let's join Timber. I think he's over there in front of the fan dugout. And it's time. Yep, let's sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Here we go, Andy. Let's sing it, buddy. Here we go.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Johan Benitez bats from the left side. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch is fouled off. 0-2 count quickly to Benitez. Pitch to Benitez is high, ball one. The new pitcher on the mound is Charlie Cherney. Cherney in relief for Garrett Irvin, called to the bullpen, is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch misses low and in, ball two. Irvin threw three innings, giving up one hit, three scoreless innings, I should add, no walks, and he struck out a batter. Irvin in line for the win right now as the Ports lead 7-1. The pitch to Benitez swung on and missed. strike three. Benitez strikes out for the first out of the seventh inning.
Now batting number five, Gavin Logan.
Gavin Logan batting from the left side, one down. Nobody on. And the pitch is foul tipped into the glove.
Number 27, Charlie Churney.
The pitch misses low and in. By the way, Cook is now at shortstop as Miles Naylor is no longer in the ball game. And I believe it is Elvis Rijo at second base now. One ball, two strikes, one down. One, two. Fouled off into the netting behind home plate. Infield shifting slightly to the right. Logan is two for two today. One, two. Popped up in the infield. The shortstop, Cook, now moves into shallow left field, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
How about it? Number seven, Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez now bats from the right side. Two away, nobody on. Fernandez has struck out looking, and he's also grounded out to third. It was a really nice play made by Salome there at third base, though. Ground ball down the third base line. Just barely fair. Salome threw a bullet to first base to retire Fernandez by about a step. First pitch to Fernandez, swung on, a high fly ball right side. It is hooking foul and out of play into the CSDA pasture. 7-1 ball game. Ports lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Speaking of the CSDA pasture, today a part of our TWOS Day. Is $2 CSDA pasture every single home game. Just go to rawhidebaseball.com to purchase. 0-1 count, two down, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Tomorrow is our Brats Beer and Bingo. $6 Brats at our Jameson On Deck Grill. $2 off all draft beer and mixed drinks. And then free bingo for anyone in the ballpark. You just have to go to the Park of Visalia booth in the right field concourse. The pitch is swung on, a slow ground ball up the middle. Cook ranges, spins around, the throw to first is offline and not in time. An infield single for Fernandez. Raquelman Cabral bats from the left side, two down. Infield shading to the right. And the pitch. Misses low, ball one. One oh. Strike on the outside corner. Journey is 2-2 this year with a 7.01 ERA. This is his 24th appearance out of the pen. The pitch is low in the dirt. Fernandez has to scamper back to first base. Throw down from the catcher is not in time. Journey has thrown 35 innings. In those 35 innings this season, he has struck out 29 while walking 29. Opponents batting .293 against him this year. Two 2-1 is swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. LaVoy has it, touches first, and that will end the inning. We're going into the eighth, still a 7-1 ball game with the Ports leading. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
This is Budweiser Zero, a game-changing non-alcoholic brew that tastes like the real thing. 0% alcohol, full Budweiser flavor. Budweiser Zero, zero compromise.
Your friends at Budweiser would like to remind you, if you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Responsibility has its rewards. Pledge to be a responsible fan and decide to ride. Open up those lucky number scorecards and throw your attention to the video board and see if you're one of the final winners for tonight. We got 11479, Centeno's Barbershop. 11271, Snow Shack. 10905, Hummus Republic. 11247, A&W. 11231, Our Little Pizza Place. And 11432, A&W Restaurants. Head on over to the general store with that lucky number scorecard to collect your prize. Attention, coming back in to pitch this half inning, number 37, Gustavo Del Pozo.
Top of the eighth inning. Del Pozo back on the mound. He delivers a strike. Elvis Rijo batting from the right side. This is his first at bat of the day. 0-1 is swung on and missed strike two. Remember, Elvis came in for Naylor in the last inning. He's now at second base, and Cook has moved over to short. The pitch is swung on, fouled off third base side. 0-2 count now.
Now batting for the Ports, number 6, Elvis Rijo.
Infield is back, a slight shift to the left side. And the pitch is popped up. Shallow right field, second baseman Taurine goes back, and he makes a diving play. Right behind the first baseman, Contesello. What a play by Christopher Taurine. It looked like him and Contesello might collide. He was not only able to dive and make the catch, but he avoids Contesello. Take a look at the replay here. At this moment, I thought they were going to collide. Contesello kind of is able to stop abruptly, and Taurine goes tumbling into shallow right for the first out of the inning. What a play. One away. Henry Bolte, who's had a great day at the plate, he takes a strike on the outside corner. Bolte, two home runs and a single. Only time he's been retired is when he lined out to center field. The pitch is swung on. One hopper in front of the mound. Del Pozo comes off. The throw to first is not in time. They're saying he's safe. But actually the home plate umpire, Hall, is going to say he's out. So, weird situation there. We'll look at the replay and go through it. Good job by Del Pozo getting off the mound. The throw to first. It looked like Contesello maybe tried to take his foot off the bag to avoid being run over. He did have the ball in his glove and tried to tag him. I don't think he really moved his foot off the bag before Bolte got there. Ooh, close play. But yeah, Contesello did not move his foot off the bag. They're discussing now. But it will remain an out, two away now. And the pitch misses low, ball one. The pitch misses in. And the home plate umpire did just radio up here to our booth. It was that he was out of the base path. Two-one count, and the pitch to LeBoy misses high and out. Is high, ball four. LeBoy draws a four-pitch walk. One last thought on Bolte being out at first base. I know that they said he was out of the base path, and I frankly wasn't looking at that. I honestly think that Conticello kept his foot on the bag instead. Anyway, I think it should have been called out by the first base umpire either way. Whatever. That's why I'm not an umpire. Two down, runner on first. 7-1 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses, 1-1 count. Infield shading just slightly to the left. 1-1. Outside gets by the catcher, Logan. LeBoy goes to second on the wild pitch. One count to Franco. The pitch is low in the dirt. Nice stop by Logan. Let's take a look at the scores in the Cal League. San Jose leads Inland Empire 6-2 in the eighth. In Fresno, Rancho trails 2-1 in the top of the ninth inning. They are threatening with the runner on second and two away. The pitch misses outside, ball four. And then in Modesto, Lake Elsinore trails 6-1 in the eighth. Runners on first and second. Two consecutive two-out walks given up by Telbozo will bring out Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide. Every mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart, the Sean team, where community matters. All right, meeting on the mound is over.
Not bad, number five, DJ Cook.
First to pitch to Cook is a strike on the outside corner. That one misses. Should be a 1-1 count. And it is a 1-1 count. Just got confirmation. It says 2-0 on the board, but it is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Strike on the high inside corner. 1-2 count now to Cook, who has singled today. He's 1-for-4. A ball and two strikes. Two away in the top of the eighth inning. 7-1 ball game. The Ports lead. Rawhide currently on a 3-game skid. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cook strikes out to end the inning. Despite two-out walks, Del Pozo gets out of it unscathed. Two scoreless innings for the right-handed pitcher. Still 7-1 as we go into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sungs at Press Box on Bally Live.
Korea Health is a proud sponsor of the Visalia Rawhide. You can buy tickets to Rawhide Games online at rawhidebaseball.com or by visiting the ticket office sponsored by Korea Health. Korea Health, more than medicine, than life. It is time for the Korea Health Lucky Roll with our Lawrence Tractor Races. We have our contestants, Asher with the tractor, Sam with the gator, and Ari with the mower. Let's put it up on the board. It is time for the Lawrence Tractor Races. Lawrence Tractor Company has a full lineup of lithium battery power, commercial mowing equipment, compact construction equipment, and quality John Deere tractors. 25 horsepower for large property owners, and all the way up to 64 horsepower for large acre growers. Lawrence Tractor Company, serving Tulare and Kings County for over 50 years. All right, looks like we got the lawnmower on the inside, but now the gator's coming through. The gator's coming around second now, but we still got the lawnmower. Tractor's coming through now. Tractor's trying to butt its way in. Oh, here comes the tractor with the lead. Spins it out. Oh, here we go down the final stretch, folks. It's coming down. We got the tractor and the gator. Tractor and the gator. We got the tractor. It's going to be the tractor, which means Asher. Asher is our winner. This has been the Korea Health Lucky Row. Korea Health, more than medicine. Life! How about it for your Visalia Rawhide, number 9, Daniel Sanabria.
Daniel Sanabria. Batting from the left side, swings the first pitch, is a two-hopper to the first baseman, LaBoy. He touches first, one pitch, one out. Cherney still on the mound for the Ports.
Now batting for the Visalia Rawhide, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas, the leadoff man, will now bat from the left side. One away, nobody on. 7-1 ball game, the Ports lead. And the pitch misses low and in. One oh. Rojas squares to bunt. He offers, but makes contact, and it's foul behind the plate. This is game one of a six-game series against the Ports. Rawhide were in Modesto last week, only won one game of those six. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 1-2. One, two to Rojas. Ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Rojas has his second hit of the day. Left fielder, Prasson, throws it to second to hold him to a single. Christopher Torin now bats from the right side. Torin, 0-for-3 today. He's lined out to center, popped out to first, and he is grounds it out to short. First pitch is high ball one. I mentioned tomorrow is our Bratz Beer and Bingo night. And this weekend will become our Oaks throwback weekend starting on Thursday. The 1-0 is fouled off into the netting. We almost always decide to do our Oaks throwback series against the Ports. One count, one down. And the pitch is fouled off out of play. Count is 1-2. So on Thursday, we have a dress-up theme. Just wear Oaks gear or Oaks colors. So that's the green, a maroon or the powder blue. You just wear that to our ticket office presented by Kauia Health, and you get a $5 grandstand ticket thanks to Party Works. 1-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Taureen goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two away, runner on first for Kenny Castillo. And then on Friday, our Oaks throwback weekend continues. We have 250 Oaks throwback jerseys to give away to the first 250 fans in attendance. First pitch to Castillo was swung on, slow ground ball to the third baseman. Salome has it, throws on the run, and it just barely beats Castillo to end the inning. Those jerseys, by the way, are brought to you by White Claw. 7-1 ball game still as we go into the ninth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
When we meet here, this is where our worlds will come together. Kauia Health is built for this moment in your life. We are courageous, resilient, ready. Health is our passion, and excellence is always our focus. Because when you come in here, our priority is to get you back out there. Kauia Health.
All right, we had a special request for a song. I hope it doesn't have cuss words. Thanks again, fellas, for coming out to Valley Strong Ballpark tonight. We hope you've had a great time. As a reminder, folks, if you want to put in your request for a visiting walk-up song on Thursday, contact Joe at rawhidebaseball.com, or if you have my phone number, just text me. Hey, I hope you guys like that, fellas. Attention, now pitching for the Rawhide, number 38, Hugh Fisher. Now batting number 2, Cooper Yule.
Hugh Fisher is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Fisher in relief for Del Pozo, tasked with the ninth here. First pitcher is Cooper Yule. The first pitch misses low and in. Hugh Fisher, tall southpaw of Vanderbilt. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. The 1-0 is a strike on the inside corner. Pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch misses in ball 2. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. One down here in the top of the ninth inning, 7-1 ball game.
How about it? Number 29, Pedro Pineda.
That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust we trust. Look at that full moon here in Visalia. Must be why I feel like I'm getting punked today. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. I don't know if I necessarily believe in astrology. I think it's fun to talk about horoscopes and whatnot, but I believe in full moons. The pitch is swung on and missed strike 2. This is not the first time I've talked about full moons on the broadcast. Those things are real. They bring out some crazy stuff. 0-2 count, 1 down. And I have multiple witnesses, not witnesses, but people who agree with me. The pitch is inside. Pineda tries to check his swing. He does not. According to the home plate umpire, he goes around for strike three. Before I go into Fisher's numbers, provided he doesn't get out of this inning that quick, the two people who agree with me on full moons, my mother, Nina Guerin, she is a retired middle school teacher, and she said kids got crazier during full moons. They also got crazier when it rained because we're from California. No one's used to that. The pitch is swung on, grounded through into left field, a two-out base hit for Poisson, his second hit of the day. The other one is my friend Jenny. She is a nurse, and she says also more crazy things happen in the hospital. She's an ER nurse. More crazy things happen in the hospital from full moons. So you never know. Some crazy stuff could happen. Maybe the Rawhide will have a six-run rally in the bottom of the ninth. Hugh Fisher, tall southpaw, joined the Rawhide a few weeks ago. The pitch misses outside. Ball one to the top of the order, Salome. This is not Fisher's first stint with the Rawhide. He was with us back in 2021 out of being drafted from Vanderbilt. Fisher this year at the Hyde, no wins or losses, a 270 ERA. This is his sixth appearance out of the pen. 1-0. A runner takes off. The pitch is fouled off into the netting on the right side. Count is now 1-1. In seven innings, Fisher has struck out seven while walking five. Opponents are batting 231 this season against him. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. 1-2 count now. The pitch is low and inside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Salome today has doubled and walked. The pitch, cold, strike three at the knees. Hugh Fisher strikes out three in the top of the ninth to keep it a 7-1 ball game. Going into the bottom of the ninth, Rawhide need at least six runs to extend this ballgame, seven to win it. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Marcus Hagelin, assistant general manager for the Rawhide. California Water Service has been committed to providing quality service and value to that service since 1926, and is here to help. To learn more about true water restriction or conservation programs, visit calwater.com. How about it? The bottom of the ninth. Number 25, Gavin Contesello.
Carlos Guarate bats from, is now the new pitcher on the mound for the Ports right-handed pitcher. First pitch to the left-handed hitter, Gavin Condicello misses outside ball one. Guarate in relief for Cherney. Cherney threw two scoreless innings, gave up two hits, no walks, struck out two. Pitch to Condicello is a strike on the inside corner. One-one is swung on and missed, strike two. Guarate 3-4 with a 7.12 ERA. This is his 28th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 43 innings for the Ports. The pitch misses low. In those 43 innings, he has struck out 40 while walking 21. Opponents batting 291 this season. The pitch is low and in. Condicello's unable to check his swing. He strikes out looking for the first, swinging for the first out of the ninth inning. 7-1 ball game, the Ports lead as Johan Benitez bats from the right side. Announced attendance tonight, 1,240, 1,240. The pitch to Benitez is swung on, a slow tapper. The pitcher, Guarate, picks it up and tags Benitez out on the way to first base. Two away now as Gavin Logan bats on the left side. Two away, nobody on, and Gavin Logan bats from the left side. And the pitch tries to hold up a little late, but he does go around to count his 0-1. Guarate is the fourth pitcher of the day for the Ports. Garrett Irvin, the second pitcher, as that pitch misses low, will be the winner. He threw three scoreless innings in relief for Shaw. He gave up a hit, didn't walk anyone, struck out a batter. Shaw threw well, gave up one earned run, but it was only three innings, so he's not eligible for the win. The pitch misses outside. 2-1 count, two down. And the pitch misses low. Three-one fouled off into the netting behind the third base side. Three balls, two strikes as Logan calls for time. Logan, 2-for-3 today. Rawhide have 6 hits. Meanwhile, the Ports have 10. 7-1 ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Logan strikes out to end the inning and end the game. Guarate pitches a 1-2-3 ninth to defeat the Rawhide 7-1.
I just cannot believe this.
The Ports take down the Rawhide 7-1, 7 runs off 10 hits, did not commit an error. The Rawhide, 1 run, 6 hits, they committed 1 error. Losing pitcher today is Jacob Steinmetz, while the winning pitcher is Garrett Irvin for the Stockton Ports. This game took about 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of 1,240 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. First pitch will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow here from Valley Strong Ballpark. And the expected pitcher for the Rawhide is Ricardo Yon, while Eduardo Rivera will be the pitcher for the Stockton Ports. I want to thank all of you for watching on Valley Live and MLB TV and for listening at rawhidebaseball.com. I'm Jill Guerin. You've been listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
And get 10% off all draft beer. Daryl Health.